Shusha Safi Moiris. We signed the Sugi now of Grav Shavi'i. So we mamshif it for another week, Berach. The six and Shas of Grav Shavi'i. First, the tight words. Grav Shavi'i, we means Tsoya, dung. And the graph is Betzem, the bucket that holds it. Another lashon is Ovet Shol Meraglayim. Basically, you have Meraglayim. And you have the Ovet, the bucket that holds it. These things are Betzem Muxtamach Meskufay. Therefore, you should not be able to move it. Kamul Chazal, and they gave you a heter, Ka'in, the idea of Kavod Abriyas. A person can move a Graf Shuri'i. Now, the first question is, what's the definition of Graf Shuri'i? Practically. What does it mean? The way the Olam declares, is it the definition inimus, the lack of pleasantry, it's not nice? Or is it something mois, it's repulsive, disgusting, the Olam Chabur likes calling it nasty? What is it exactly? Is it lack of pleasantry or nasty? What's the tight words over here? So in Tetzuvah Shabbos, he is from Shlomo Zalman, and he says very simple, the Gelachur is inimus. That's what he wrote in Hebrew. So every house has a Graf Shuri'i, had a bucket of Ri inside the house, and a pot of them. They took it out, but every house in the Maisa had it. And still Chazal, you take it out. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, you have a Hatishim u'mesmorim, you have hammers and nails by a person, during the week of Baal Nem. Therefore, on Shabbos, Nichli get a Graf Shuri'i to take it out on Shabbos. You have hammers and nails on the table, want to move it, that's a Graf Shuri'i. They said, Shlomo Zalman, you have candy wrappers on the table. What is that? He says it's also that's Graf Shuri'i. I mean, you took the idea of Graf Shuri'i, something like that's inimus, a lack of pleasantry. There's a Moshe, he seemed to go the same way. He said, even though you're not machbid, the fact that your wife is machbid when the Orchim come, that's the Chalikedah of Graf Shuri'i. The Chudashani says something that has a kosh of blame the imo, that's Graf Shuri'i. Chaim Kineski says something that's mafriya you, is Graf Shuri'i. The words of Abad and the Sefer in English, uncomfortable. That's Graf Shuri'i. The words of the simple, sorry, that's a bad name. Simple bottom, his words are discomfort.
To you or to the Bible?
It's uncomfortable for you. Discomfort for you. That's nichle get a Graf Shuri'i. So one malach, veikta among the akronym is manenu. Something that's inimus, lack of pleasantry, that's nichle get a Graf Shuri'i. The chur, they have two values for this record, two sigyas. One is we learn that kukhov dal domen aleph. Over there, Nechimia had a shita, enkli nitel el tzark tashmishoi. Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says Tashmish Leirogel. Tosfos says Tashmish Hamiyuchot. In fact, the Gemara, if so, how in the world did Rav Nechemya ever clean off plates on Shabbos? How do you take them away if you have no head to tzara from the Kremri? The Gemara comes along and says, you know why? Rav Shuri'i. Now, certain times when you eat, it might be disgusting and nasty. But a lot of times, it's just not nice. Lack of pleasantry. You don't appreciate it. So you see over here, the Pashas is that plates on the table is nothing to get a graph. Doesn't mean something that's mamish disgusting. It's a lack of pleasantry. Therefore, the Rashma in the Sugya Beya says, the case of lack of pleasantry, instead of being a wife, the case of plates. It says the Pnei Yeshua, from this Sugya, we have a Raya, the Gerdus Inimus. Building upon this idea of plates, says the Rashma also in the voice of Kodesh, who wouldn't, your Kodesh is your pats over here. After people take the food out, we know when there's food inside the Klishan Lach Leheter, we take the food out, a person, how can you go move it? He says, if it's in the house, just like you have a head of a plate, who didn't have a head of a pats? This Rashi we know is brought out of Lochla Meiser by the Bia Locho. And Simon Shnechasiv Dalin says, pats, how to go move it? You have a head of graph. Now, a pats, the pashas are, usually are not disgusting. It's not meals, just inimus. You don't appreciate it being on the counter, but it's not nice. That's one makar, one makar clear ayo. A second makar, we saw the Gemara in Bein Dach Chof Aleph, the Sugya of Shu'er Kais, the Gemara of the disgusting, can a person invite a goy to his meal, a machlekes. The man Yom who wants to be machmir says, because what's going to happen? You have this kais over here, with wine, it takes lechem dipped inside, have Shu'er Kais left behind, and therefore the Shamash Gemetal to Mokso. In fact, the Gemara, Shamash Gemetal to Mokso, cares, it's a Graf Shuri'i. The Gemara answers, ain't this a Graf Shuri'i lechatchilo? The Gemara is saying, leftover Piruim of lechem inside a kais is Graf Shuri'i. Pashis, that's not nechle geda of this nasty, nechle geda of inimus. Then with the Sanduch HaNashani, we see right from the Sigur of inimus nechle geda of Graf. La lochem you want to raya, inimus, a lack of pleasantry. I think it's the correct definition. arrived from Lalocha and Simshin Lamazayin, the Mishroom exiled how in the world do we sweep on Shabbos, being with Talcum Luxor? So one Mahalaki brings out the Rajbo, and he was supposed to be down. Why? It's not Graf Shuri. Now, certain times you sweep, it might be Graf, but numerous times you're sweeping, it's not Graf. Sounds like anything that's dirty is not going to get on Graf. So the Chogre brought Mahalach with the Kairos, from the Sugyas, from Rishonim, down to Poskim, with Manenu, the get over here is Enimus, like a Prophet. Atzad HaSheni, coming to Rosh Hashulchan, it discusses someone has Soya of Susum, a dog of horses inside your house. It doesn't smell, that's not a Graf. That's not a Graf, it doesn't smell, unless maybe you're a phonic, you're an Istinus over here. But a Graf has to be a Graf Shuri. Dog of Susum? No, no. Says the Emmy Yisroel. No, I don't think it's Avid, but it's not disgusting.
Why not?
Something. Okay, you're saying you can't have it, I'm not sure. It says the Emmy Yisroel, the official, let's say that Shulchan will be down a lot of Graf, Sifla Medalad. It says, called them Matunav, Kunri'i, Ki Vitsoya. It says what? It says dung, it says throw up, things that are repulsive and disgusting. Examples of Shulchan Aruch is throw up. Example of Shulchan Aruch is Tsayar'i. That's the example. Says the Diamond Fisher, it means disgusting. Says the Alicha Soylem about Yosef, Yesh Mishiroita, there's some godel out there that wants a kind that's inimus. Says Hanol, and the Sugis, and the Rishonim. Sheva Kasi calls Goin Echa, there's some Goin over there wants an inimus. Says it doesn't seem to be that way. How can you say that get inimus? The Lashon is Graf Shuri, and that's usually nasty over here. The case over here, things that are disgusting over here. They said, I'll bring you a raya. The Taz is discussing where Machlokes, the Taz, the Rishayin test. Muxa Machmas Mios, Machlokes, the Buddha, the B'Shimon. We pass in Muxa Machmas Mios, like B'Shimon is Mutter. In fact, the Taz wanted to come out to B'Shimon. So we have a head to Graf Shuri. Come on, the Taz answers, you know what? Because this Mios, the Graf Shuri is even worse than that. And therefore, you have things that are Mios, and we'll have to come out of a head to B'Shimon. You don't have a head to Graf Shuri, because Graf Shuri is worse than the case of Nemos or Mios. Rosh Ayin test of Kotlin Gimel. Could get one that you also now Machum Diyosai. We don't give that turrets. Mekar Chaim the Chavetzir over here in Sif Lama Dalet. He discusses the Rashba says case of pots. So I know pots, the meals, they're disgusting. What's that to a pots? The basis of us brings down. You have paint that's spilled in your house all over the place. There's a head over here. What's that to? That's meals. Not nice, but meals. Rav Shuri, how can you go move paint over here, Travis? So we have done our place game. Down to a place game with Venu, we are very clear the get over here is Mios. Has to be something that's. No, the Korachim is isking on the Rashba. How can the Rashba say, Pats, my son, it's not Mios over here? And they say, the Chura, on this also we have different rights in the Sugis over here. The Gemara and Dachem Zayin speaks out, if a person has a machta, a shovel that has ashes inside of it, the Gemara discusses how can you move this dustbin, the shovel that has dirt inside of it. Says the Gemara, what's the big deal? Says the Bayi, let's be Tatlos Graf Shuri. Says Rava Graf Shuri. That's oh, here it's only Mios. It's not Graf Shuri. The Gemara is very clear. Says it points out for Pnei Yeshua that Mios won't have a heter. It has to be a Graf Shuri Mamish. Another thing that comes from Lochan Tov Mem Vav discusses when a person has chometz in his house on Pesach, what to go do with it? Says the Mechaber, you have to go cover it. Dr. Shev Kossi, if the get is inimus, do you think people appreciate having chometz in the house on Shabbos? It's not nice, chometz in the house. Passage for having chometz. Not nice. Elamai says, Shev Kossi, it has to be disgusting. The chometz in the house is not nice. It's not disgusting. So, my son, is asked the question upon himself in the Cheshlem and Chelik Beis. And the Kamalik says, the difference between Ruchnius and Gashmius. When it's Gashmius, you can't recite what bothers you. But Ruchnius, what bothers you? The Halacha. If the Halacha Kamlung tells you, then you need to cover it, so now it doesn't bother you anymore. Chiddush. My Satsang wants to answer, the Ruchnius is different than Gashmius. Maybe you can start saying another ayah. We know the Halacha by a mace to metatl it is also only the Kikur Tinnik. That will get to the Simon Shinin Aleph, what the inside of here is. So, Luchura, let's think about it. You're sitting in your house and you're eating, and there's a mace in front of you. Why not just take it out inside Graf? Or Ilcha Enimus more than having a mace in front of you and you're eating and there's a mace next to me. It bothers me, it's not really. Why can't I just take it out and tell a sugya graph? Why have to come out to Mlochosh and to Gufa with the kicker of tinnik over here? It bothers me over here. Oh. So great point. Just bring out the question, the Bialocho brings out the Mi'iri and says a nafel is graph shuri, and you can take out a nafel on Shabbos, I'll tell a sugya graph. So he wrote to Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, he asked him before, if you take out an eighth from Mitzah Graf, why don't you have to buy a mace? So Chaim wrote back to us, Ein zeh nikra graf shuri'i. A mace is not a graf. Look what he means when my father's saying over here. You said a graf, it's garbage. A human being, a Yisrael, is not, even though it's a mace, it's not garbage, not graf shuri'i. And now I see also the Pesach Chuvah is being done, Megadlus Aliyo, that says, that it's selling the Kim over here, there's a Chuvah over here, they said it has to be garbage. What defines garbage? Either it's nasty or not nice. It has to be garbage over here. Otherwise, something bothers you, not nechal get up graf. Rashi, we have Makarius over here, that get up graf has to be something that's disgusting. Basically, before Shah, Pnei Shua, Bayan, Daf Bezim, and Aleph, didn't see the other bring it down, but of course, he writes black and white, of course, Makhli Sasukis, he speaks it out. Said the Gemara cook of Dal's custom case of plates called the graph. Said lack of pleasantry. Yet the Gemara Daphim Zion Shabbos saying case over here of a dustbin with ashes inside is saying that's only meals, that's not graph shri. It points out, look, Machalik Sasugis, what the definition over here is. Now I could point out that the two Makaris to be matter, the ideas of inimos, is either the case of plates or the case of shurikais. Those are two Makaris, the Gemara seems to call it graph. And yet, the idea of having plates left over on the table, l'chor is not nichol negedah being disgusting. Shurikai is not nichol negedah disgusting. Those two makaris are actually not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Those two halachas are not brought down. You can argue the point, very nice is Gemara, but it's not brought down. So l'chor, where it is brought down, the fact that we took the idea of plates came over the Rajma and said, Huadin pots. That's what Rajma says. Therefore, the Bialocha says that the same idea by pots, the Rajbo, and he says, we're going to get it from the sugya plates. That means the Rajbo extended the idea from plates to pots, and the Bialocha brings it down. That means it is brought down in the Bialocha. Next, are clarifying what pots are we discussing over here. So, if Vos does a Shuvo in Chel Galof, and then he defends himself in Chel Gudalof, that he says the idea of pots was Bana Chazal, the stamp pot was Shalcheris, a pottery. And therefore, when it was empty, it was moist, it was disgusting. But it was Matechas and Echnami, even the Rajbo will not be Mekel. He says, what right do you Mekel on our pots, Bismana Zeh, that are Matechas? That means people, oil says over, you have pots in the counter, that are made of Matechas. You be a look to the Heter Graf, so if also you have no Heter. Pots meant Cheres, our pots are Matechas, and therefore you have no Heter, and the Bialoch is discussing only pots Bismana Chazal, the Rajbo. He says, I'll point out the Lashon of Graf Shuri, he points out the Lashon of Rambam, Code of Matunov, has to be discussing over here. I said, he comes with Nevin Zilber, and also Brun Chelik Yud Aleph also. He quotes Rav Ozer, says, I don't know. First of all, they had Matechas, Bizmana Chazal. Also, the case of plates were the case of Matechas, not Cheres over here. And then the case we're coming from was the case of plates. So the case of pots. What? What? A pot cannot. The plate, no, he says, stamp plates the Chazal were Matechas. And stamp pots were Cheres. It could be either one. What was stamp? And then he points out, also, we can point out very strongly, the Halacha was Sosam. In his days, we have Matechas and Cheres, and no one really speaks out which one is which. It sounds like either one over here. And then there should be a Shams Kalchosel, or let's see, and they come up and say, even Pats Bizmanazah, have this Heter, or Chashadis. That means it comes out, this Nafkamino of Inimus or Mois is not Kamina. We have a heter of pots moving in our counter. The Chod Machlekes is between Rav Vosner and Rabbi Noam Zilber. It's what the definition of Rav Shuri is. Now, the way I set up right now, I made two extremes over here. There could be this a middle way, just to be clear. Some of them really mean a middle way. It means one Malach was saying something as Inimus candy wrappers. Not nice. And when wrappers on the floor, pots finished on the table, not nice. That's Inimus. And there's something that's disgusting. It could be a lot of people are saying more in between. That inimos or disgusting, it's not nice. Not nice is it, I think, is an in-between level over here. A rapper or two, I don't think anyone thinks is not nice. It's inimos. But certain times if people see things, you walk in and after you eat after a meal, it's not nice. You have a table left over, dirty over, it's not nice. I think it's a higher level than inimos. Inimos is candy or two, a rapper or two, that's inimos. But having left over a bunch of things, that's not nice. That could be a middle level over here, which can argue the point, which a lot of places might be going this way. Why is it Sliaz had a tshuva about it? Rav Shtomach had a tshuva about it. So big, what exactly the getter is? The Master of Nachmina practically had to apply this in Graf Shuri. So I thought you got placing what exactly the getter is, how to apply it, a local maisel.
What's the bottom line?
Machlokes of Paiskim. Whatever your Messiah is, your father does, you should follow. Second shayla over here. Is this sugya of grafshuri, is it a chutru or duchoya? That means we mentioned already that, for example, by the koch nefesh, you have chutru v'chaybem, mishpurum exam, simon shin chav ches, machlokes v'shoinim, if it's a chutru duchoya, we bask him v'ikrits duchoya. We get the sugya of asay duchoya, say, sugya of omnis, not v'yoyim, machlokes among v'shoinim, is it a chutru duchoya, v'ikri pashal, the sugya is chutru. By Kavod HaBriyas and Simchas Shinui Beis, we spoke out these 2 points, and we point out by Kavod HaBriyas, Chorad really depends. And in the case of Deraiso, Sheva Taiso, the stack of points to say, it's Nichol Geda Dechoyo. Masha'en came with Zabonim, Heimomu, Heimomu, is Nichol Geda of Hotro. How do you look at Graf Shuri? Is it, if you have a Graf Shuri, it's Hotro, it's no problem, you're not moving Muxa to Kiyuza, or if you get it to Chuyo, you're moving it Muxa, but it has a Heter. You should just know you're doing something that's incorrect, with a Heter, so it's correct. But the Maisi moving Muxa. There's a question of Shlomo Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo. He said about it as Choshev Heter and not Duchoyo. Chazal Matanet, Heim Omu Vehem Omu, Nichle Geda Hotro. The Tula Shabbos, when he is a Moshe, he says it's not a Heter Gomer. It's not a Heter. Nichle Geda Duchoyo. I mean, it's very clear that Akronim is Ranenu, argued this point. Chodeshani, when he discussed it, he said Tzarachian. Simple Bonim being done Tzarachian. But the Maisi are two sides over here. But Moshe says Nichle Geda of Duchoyo, and Shlomo Zalman said Nichle Geda Hotro. Speak out six daf kaminas. Some of them are very practical. What are going to get the sugya of graf shuri? One is, let's say you have an option for you to take out the garbage, or you go tell a goy to take out the garbage. If it's chosho, you take out yourself. If it's duchoyo, it's better go tell a goy to take out the garbage or kal tchilo. So, a person, when you have a choice to take out the garbage, go tell a goy. Says our chashulchan, upash it. You should go take it through a goy. Push it. But Moshe, again, to the Shabbos, he says, Sodek, the Aruch HaShulchan, you have the option to go use a goy. Dan Weiss went this way, Chaim Kineski seemed to go this way, Shmei Shabbos, say, Paskin, the goy goes first. Then this sign, this should go here, is Duchoyo. At Shana Shani, they want to argue for 2 reasons. One is coming from Gil Seifel, brings his rayas down, Aban is Duchoy Gedev Hotro. It's Hotro, so why goy? You yourself. Void of Shaman says, a Chiddush, you're right, it could be even the case of Duchoyo. But to go ask a goy is also not nice. Go ask him to take out garbage over here. Fastnished. So Mitzan the Sugya of Rav Shuri, you have a Heter not to go ask a Goy. Which could get involved with if the Goy is a work of you, not a work of you. But Mitzan is go ask a Goy, take out your garbage. You do it yourself and not ask a Goy. That's Nichol in the Heter of Graf. Or if a Shabbos and Lachal Maisi, he asked Shmuel Orbach as Rebbe. Shmuel says, Mehechit, Taisi, Mechanish, a new din over here. And they have to go get it through a Goy. Once Chazal is back, the Maisi, they're a make over here. So one laugh, Kamina, Machlik, among the Paiskim. If you have a choice to go use a goy, do you have to go use a goy? Well, you should use a goy. Building upon this, a second half gemino. You have a choice of a yisol gadol or yisol cotton. Someone a cotton is not mechiv in mitzvahs. To go ask a goy, go ask a cotton. It says our chashukhan in the same line. Mutav aidei cotton. Go use a cotton. Upon this, coming of Sharmer, he switches. He says, even though by a goy, I says you do not have to go ask a goy, as come the Brias. Ask Raf, but a cotton? No one might ask me to do things. We do it all the time, tell kids to go do things. Then we said over here, you have to be machmer, go ask a cotton over Yisrael. Over here, come over Moshe, switches the other way. He says, yes, I was masking to Archa Shukhani, mach by goy, by cotton. Maisa, start to give chinuch, start making mistakes, and move muksa when he gets old over here. Stop moving muksa now. So we get a vladnik cotton, be machmer over here. Void, you can argue, start to give hutshu over here. So come out a second after being a hutcher to chuyo, ulai, is he should can you or should you go ask a cotton to go move a graph over the case of a gadol? A third nafkamino. You have a graph shuri in front of you, you have a diaper in front of you, and you have an option: either take it out and put it to the garbage or to cover it. And not being metaltal muksa. So a person go cover it instead of being metaltal this diaper over here. It says in Megillah Sefer, Avinu are chloride or chloride water. A sigil we'll learn today. The Gemara speaks out, when there's a tzaya, the Gemara says, you can cover the tzaya, the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara, I eat a graf shuri, take it out. The Gemara answers the case of a chotzer, not makam diyosoy. And for this reason, even though it's a chotzer with the ashman tzaya, the loch is go cover it. Otherwise, if it was makam diyosoy, go take it out. So you've seen the gear to the sugya of muksa, says Megil Seva, being a chlorai, it's chotzer. The fact the Gemara says you have chosen to cover and take it out, you have a right to go take it out. It's a Mishnah Tomin, in Perkei Mishnah Hay, Sugin and the Berevin. It's because you have a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, the place where there is no Karis. Says the Mishnah over there, a person should go cover it. In fact, the Be'er Sheva, Ayin Lamais is a graf, and therefore, why in the world cover it? Go take out Be'adayim, and from Tveres Yisrael, you know why? You have a choice of covering something. Be Metaltol, Avad, we cover something. Avad, that's what you're going to do. You have a choice, put down by the Tula Shabbos and Banner, Avad, we go cover it. Ah, Yanni answers the Gemara. Gemara says, you have soy over here by the table. The halacha is, go take it out. Well, you can answer either two ways. Either you can say, even, let's think about it. If you have soy by the table and the halacha is to cover it, and you're thinking eating, I think it'll still bother you. It'll still be a graph for you. If you have to go cover it, it'll still bother you. Void, you say, even it won't bother you, but my smell's still there. So I'm speaking of a smell. We'll get to a local place, you say, smell, you can get a graph. You'll have a heter. It could be the Gemara's no rayo. My spirit again, these still going to be a terrace, all saying, you have a choice of covering or taking out, go cover it. A local. No, Mr. Mitchell, the place can discuss that. Another question. We'll have to get that when we learn Makum Dura. The Maestro comes out, look, what's the machlokes over here? It was Chotro de Chuyo. If it's Chotro, go take it out. If it's Chuyo, Echlam, go cover it. A fourth Nafkimino. It's Erev Shabbos. The person has graf right now. Do they have to take out the garbage Erev Shabbos, or can they wait till Shabbos? That means the Lochan Simon Reishnun, Bechino Shaviu, the Lochan is even has to prepare things before Shabbos to cover Shabbos. We should do it right away in the morning. We're done over there, Mr. Guru from the Paiskim. A person has to do a second thing, a second achana right before Shabbos. That means that's why many Kleisel, all men go to shul with garbage in their hand. Right? That's not longer anyone goes to shul, take the garbage, throw it out. Why that's for Chino Shaviu? That's how Lochan Shulchan Aruch. The question is, besides speaking of graf, do you have to go do that? You have garbage in your hand that's graf right now? You're like, no, I'll take it on Shabbos and come back from shul. Or no, my sister Shabbos, go take it out. So the Chodesh Hani says, besides the sugar, ain't it graf like a chilo? You have to do it before Shabbos. Let's say it could have done before Shabbos. They did not do it before Shabbos. It's come Shabbos. The person have a heter now graf. Who says you have a heter? Since you had an option Erev Shabbos, and you did not do an Erev Shabbos, who says Chazal will matter it? Maybe Al Yidei Goy. Maybe Al Yidei Goy. Who says matter but Tzorachim?
Come on.
No, but you have the Mamekel. But here, since you have, yeah, no, but he wants a tiny off. He said, "Aruch Hashulchan is the Chagedem Chuyo." The Shitasa. He told the Shitasa. Right? He said, "Machm v'goy, mach my cotton." Yes, he still says yes, because you should have done before. It's kein idea of knas. You had a heter, you didn't use it. We saw in Siman Shin Yud Bay, you should have took out. You waxed before Shabbos. If your own base, like he's saying, we should get involved. Not do what go do the Eli Rav and Morgan and wrong. So this is sugya heter kein kol abrius. We saw the same challenge Shin Yud Bay. Then it's moving down my clinkus, mainly clean my friend. You can't take rocks. But I have to go to the bathroom. What to go do? Still, Mishra moving down my friend. Says to me, Machmer, Taisus. What? That's true, but a kizir, that, okay. But here you had a way you could have taken care of the graph. That's Shabbat Sarachian. My sister, go to the studio of Hotro, or Sham Kamun says, Avada, what's Shalom right now? Sir Shabbos. Says, Avada, you can take it out. Goes back and forth. I'm not clear. He doesn't. I'm sorry. He goes back and forth. Before it depends upon this, your kid has a diaper. It's Erev Shabbos. Your wife wants to do all the scenarios. You know, this man is very important, or, you know, 10 minutes before this man, all the school is in Yonah over here. So what happens? She does all the scenarios now, with Kabbal Shabbos, and now she changed the diaper. She has that, and she's out to see graph. Who says? Who says? Again, if you only have time 100%, when do you have time? Well, let's do the other way. The husband should change the diaper. Let's be. The wife can't. So Sev says, "Rav Hashulchan says, set a goy. Says, get a goy." So the husband, same thing. But now, before Kabbalah Shabbos, see Nichol together. Go get a goy. So the challenge is, if you hold the sugya of Tchuyo, you're gonna have to change the diaper. Be like employed. You hold the sugya of Hotsho, make massive nafkamino. Maybe she can change the diaper over here.
It's called grab. Just pass the time, baby.
It is a graph. This is a bucket. This is a diaper that holds the re'i, the dung. This is the graph for re'i. And we discussed already how we'll keep him pick up a child. We talk to Muxon. We'll get the third problem about the diapers. Fine. The fourth problem. Noch nafkamino. Let's say a person has a graph. you know what? He wants to be machmer and not mitalk to the graf. Is there an inyan to be machmer? Kamu the Nash Sholom, it's a Rishain test, says someone's machmer is chasidus shel shtus. Machmer. Rav Neman Zal says someone's machmer kodesh yomroloi. Kodesh yomroloi. I think more Abai and Ravo, because Abai only got punished because he's not listening to Ravo, but Avada is an inyan to be machmer. Abai and Ravo, sorry, you're right. Abai and Ravo. So the intimi machmer over here. So Abai was trying to go against his rabbi. So, yeah, maybe not. So over here, it comes out that we have, again, what's machlok is kodesh yomeloi l'chisho sholstos. Chum is put you at the chuyo. A sixth nafkamino, a very practical nafkamino, probably some of the most important nafkamino, is that when a person was metal to the graph, how to metal to the graph? Do you have to do it through a case of tiltum min asad when you can't do tiltum min asad? Do we say a kal kal tchilo? Once it's wanted to go do it, no, go take out b'yadayim. Again, the Tetula Shabbos is our Moshe. The Moshe says we want to take off, let's say, crumbs from the table, we want to take a shelf from the table, true, you have a head to a graph, take a b'yadayim. But since you can do it with a sakin, mishmur from the case of the Taz, you should do a tiltum min asad over the case of a sakin. Rabbi Ashi goes this way, Sharmanis and others, they come along and say we should do a tiltum min asad. Why? They're understanding the Shitas of Moshe, it's Tchuyo, and you can do a less of an Isser, Teltum Muxa, do a Teltum Natsad. Now, this idea of go use a Sakin, so, first, where's the Makor of this in of using a Sakin? So, on Simcha Zayin, the case where you have a person that's Atzamas or Klipos, then a Muxa on Shabbos, either because you have no animals, or because Atzamas are cases that are not fit for animals over here. So, coming the Mishnebur and Mizan Vataz, that says halacha is the person that truly has a heter have a graph, but still you go use a sakin. A sakin is nichol get tiltum min asad, because what are you doing it for? It says mishmuot tzarech mekaymai. That means you have in front of you these shells, these creepers over here. You want to put a plate over here, take the sakin and push it away. On every mishmuot there's a star over there. The star means ein chaznish. Kamal chaznish says he wants to disagree with this mishmuot. Where is the idea of Tiltum and Asad coming from? We know already we learned submission tests of Gimel and Sevdalid. Over there we have two cases of bosses. Either you have a boss that's Isser and Heter, Heter's Mokoshim, or Sevdalid, a case of Shokach. You forgot. Both of them, the Lachi is, if you cannot do near, do Tiltum and Asad. You pick up the Chavis, and then take it somewhere else, and then either Tzarek Mokoshim of the place, or the Chavis. Since the Chaz, let's analyze what are you doing over there? Bring me Metalto. Why be Metalto for? Either picking up the chavis, the heter, for the heter, I want the chavis, I'm not shaking off the rack, because either it's going to break something, or I'll lose it, but I'm picking up for heter. Or in the case of Yitzhak Mekhaimai, I'm picking up heter, the chavis, for the makam of the chavis. But each time, what am I doing? My association is a moving heter. You have over here these shells on the table. What are you coming to go do? I'm coming to move Isser. What pool am I doing? I'm being metal to mokso. Sure, I'm doing a knife, a tiltum and a tzad. That is, and doing it for the mokim, but the pula, what am I associating to go do over here? I'm moving Issa over here. Kedaka, the Chanish, the whole Hilchot Shabbos, he always says, let's define the act that you're doing in Shabbos. What's the Melech Mach Shabbos? Take a chavis, you break it in anger, deraisa seiser. You take a chavis, you break it, take out food, that's taking out food, that's mutan Shabbos. So the same thing again, Sukh of Korea, no sinister going to get to Moksha, being metatl, dirt off of you, take a nitsis. Chanish has a idea, tell me what you're doing. Over here, I'm moving the mux away. How? With the knife. So there's no dim to the sigur tiltum min asad. So Chanish wants to argue on the Mishmura. There's no way to take a knife and push away the crumbs. This is the second reason why places want to argue the Mishnah Berurah. The grass come along that says, it's your derechto. To go use your hands is also. So knife is just a long extension of your hand. Your derechto. The Maisel come along and say for time of the Kor, from Chaim Knievsky. He says, brings down to the back, that Hogus of the Chaznish. The Chaznish would tell people, and his anoga was, when people clean off the table, would tell them, do not use your hands, go use a knife. Go use a knife. That means again, Mishmur says, using a knife is tiltum min asad. Come the Chaznish says, that's not so, it's tiltum min asad, it's not tzart dove heter. Come the Chaim Knievsky, he says, but the house of the Chaznish would tell people, go use a knife. Says Rav Shus Yitzchok in Chel Gadol Darzi. That's true. The Maisi, even though he wanted to argue, but Lachal Maisi was Simech on the Mishnah Berurah. Chiddush. Lachal Maisi was Simech upon the Taz. Therefore, the Shus Yitzchok and the Yapi Yosef and Yom Avraham Shami Yonason, Ver Leo, Shari Muksa, they all say, what's Pshat in Chaim? What's Pshat in the Chadish? Yes, they argue along this, Allah Lamaisa, Yesha Melismach on the Mishnah Bureau. Maisa, our Chabura, we wrote to Chaim. First, our Chaver wrote to Chaim of Rasmin, and we asked Chaim, what exactly do you mean in time of the Krah? Do you mean Halach Lamaisa, Avad Yesha Melismach upon the Mishnah Bureau and Sekulo? But it's something should be Machver and not move it at all, but to be Lamaisa in your house, be Samech on the Mishnah Bureau, or Fakir, do you mean Machver? That's the Heter Graf Shuri. There's a graph on the table. But be machmer, and then also with a sakin. Do tilt him in that sakin. So Chaim wrote back to us, hakvon lahachmer. Be machmer. Not I'm being samich on the Mishnah Bureau. Fakert. I'm being machmer, there's a heter tilt him in that sakin, there's a heter of graph shuri 100%. But even when there's a heter, what did Moshe say to go do? You have a choice of doing tilt him in that sakin, graph shuri, still do tilt him in that sakin. I'm saying to be machmer over here, like a Moshe. Like a sugar kein tchuya. So he went back to Shwasiska Grav Darzin, all of a sudden he followed him. He said, the maestro, we have a letter over here. And said, he's forgetting being machmer. Not to be sure about the Mishnah's case, it's a graph. So Darzin says, what do you mean, every table's a graph? We think every single table is moist, disgusting over here. So Chaim Lushitasa, he holds against Inimos over here. Yeah, every table's not nice. How can we do it better? So he told us, no, I can't be a hokum of our, go check it out. Maestro, I checked even last night in this new farm, the new prints, nothing changed over here. He left it as is. The Maisa, the Chaim, and he said, Chaim told him, he's being Samech upon the Mishnah Bureau. The Maisa wrote a second letter to Chaim, Mitzke Winkler. He also asked him very clear, what's Pshat in the time of the cross? He wrote back to us, Kam Mayim B'Dolish Mutl Moirid B'Shem Graf. We're discussing, you can't take damage from Graf, Kol Mokma Minik Adei Dovacher. Still being Machm over here. Being very clear. You have to realize, the Chum of you, you have to realize, it's not a complete heter. That means he holds a Tiltum Asa and Saif Dova Osir. That situation over here, and it's also to metaltal. But since it's a case of a graph over here, either being machmer, and you can say he's being choshed out for the Mishnah Bureau, or you can say he's being machmer, and stop, it's even though it's a tilt on that side, the circle of Osir, the circle of it's less of a total. It's tilt on that side. He's come to argue with the Mishnah Bureau. So you can, but it's still a tilt on that side. One of the heads of tilt on that side, but it's still a tilt on that side. My side, I see now that the Orkish, Orkish of Beinu and Chelk Alv has its side that's shot over here in the Chaznish. When the Archa Shabbos and Moksha before came out of Chem Beis, Chem Gimel, about 10 years ago, so I saw Ksav Yodos, and he went like most of them went. The Pshat of Reb Chaim is that we can be Samech upon the Mishnah Bureau, Halacha L'Maaseh. So I went to Reuven and I showed him the letters that we had over here. Maaseh, the prince that we have now, he comes along and says that brings down the Halacha, and he writes his footnotes, and Reb Chaim explained this Kavod to be Machmer. And Mama says, he doesn't say we got the Mechaim from, but from our Kabur over here, Mal letters over here. They come along and says, Kavod to be Machmer, the Fakarat, the Etzim is a Heter, Graf Shuri. And even though the Heter is still being Machmer, Tiltum Atzad. I see now the Chodeshani has this side over here, and others from Is question Chaim Kamiyaski, and he wrote back, Echonam is Rav Chomilson, others from, follow this Malach over here, the Fakarat of Chaim is being Machmer, that even though it's a Heter, Graf Shuri, still do Tiltum Atzad. A riot to this, they point out, is that what's saying in the Kuf Mem Gimel? The Mishnah says over here, Menah is the Tavlo, Masalik is the Tavlo. We have Machlok is Rehuda versus Shimon, Beisil versus Beishamai. What comes out, there's Rehuda holds like Beishamai, and Shimon holds like Beisil, that according to Tosfos, the situation over here is a case of Michael Behemo, not like Rashi. And therefore, according to Beisil, you can do B'Yadayim. And Beishamai says, no, you cannot do B'Yadayim, you have to Menah is the Tavlo. You have to shake off or pick off this Tavlo. The question is, why is the person taking away this tablo for? Why is he moving it for? Says the Rashi for two tirutzim. One is taking away the tablo, zarch mekaymai. He needs a place. The second reason, says the Rashi, is a graf shalri'i. The case of the Mishnah, the Beis Shammai says to menaris a tablo, in the case of graf shalri'i. So we see over here that Rida is saying that even though you have a het of graf shalri'i, be menaris a tablo. According to the Raj, but the force is to go here, that the Mishnah's case over here is Graf Shuri is secretaries, and says, what to go do near, and not be metal to be a dime. Black and white. So you could answer from the Raj, but it's no Rayo, and Peter Ritz from the Ritz says, because otherwise, even by Yala, it's in Graf Lakachilo. That's one way of answering. But come on to Pnei Shur, and Bein Abbeis, from his grandfather, Magina Shlomo, the Shur Pnei Shur, and he come on to me wants to say, Betzem, forget. Rashi in the Sugyo, Rashi understands that what's the case over here, and that's discussing Michael Vehemal, it's discussing things that not were lechilo. And the question over here is, if so, why in the world can it pick it up Yadayim, according to Beishamim, this is the Mishnah. So back once said that Beishamim would be more mekel than the Beisil, that a person can pick up Moksal. We're calling the Neishua, and can show him what he wants to say. Forget it, this case is a graph, and therefore you have a head to pick it up Yadayim. So what's Machloikis? Machloikis Beishamim, Beisil is where it's tilted to Yadayim. And you can do a tiltum and tzad by Graf Shuri. What do you have to go do? This whole chakir asking tiltum, you have to tiltum and tzad by Graf Shuri. That's the goof of the machloikis. He says, "Tim beisol beishamai." Beishamai says, "Aloch is you have to tiltum and tzad." What's beisol say? Pick it up, be a daim. What's machloikis Yehuda b'Shimon? Yehuda says, "What do tiltum and tzad?" Shimon says, "Pick it up, be a daim." Vivo Kamal Lishmir Shaka Chosim Shalom Zalman says, what's the loch you have to try to tell to Mansad by Graf Shuri? Says, no, pick it up, be a daim. Why? Lishitosri Hotcho, Sabin Uriah, Pnei Yeshua. Why? Because that's Shimon. If you go look at Yehuda, you're right. If you go look at Shimon, forget, that's Pshan the Mishnah. Why in the world a person over here is being Makel, pick up, be a daim, instead of sticking Graf Shuri? Therefore, Lishmir Shabbos, Amir Sharberg, and others come along the loch of Maisa, not like a Moshe. Not like the Chum of the Chaznish. You have a choice to go do Tiltum Natsad by Graf Shuri. You do not have to. And Chudi said over here, they're saying Nichol Geder Lachotro. And that's Tzul Yud Chuyo. Go pick up your dime. Or Chashavas, he passes in Lekuli, he eats up Shmuel Orbach. He said, Behechi Taisi, Mechadish Chum is over here. Same thing. Go pick up your dime over here. No problem. Which comes down, Shlomo Zalman points out, if that's the Yisrael where he's coming from, the Sikha Muxa will be passing Shabbos like a Shimon. Negev to Yontif, we're passing like a Yehuda. Or come out and get to Yontif said Rishon Mezamin, the person will be Machmin and Tiltum Netzad. Not do it be a daim over here. They point down the Shemir Shabbos, be read the Bialoch on top of Rishon Mechaz, there is no difference. And therefore the Shemir Shabbos will say, not the way, and you can answer Ayin Rashi. Answer Khan has Rashi Pshan the Sukkah. We go look Mice like Taisis over here. Then the Sukkah will be Michael Bain, or not like Rashi. Mice again, we had a second question over here, Chakiro, is Sukkah Hutshu or Dechuyo? We spoke out six nafkaminas, a lot of vain to get a lot of my son. Number one. Sorry? Namuchach, but you're laughing. Every nafkamina I said is Namuchach. Kulay. So, again, we spoke out six nafkaminas. Number one is if you have two to graph through a guy, do you have two through a guy? Number two, if you can do it through a cotton, you have to use a cotton. Number three, if it's possible to do an Erev Shabbos, do you have to do an Erev Shabbos? If you do not do an Erev Shabbos, do you get a knas? You have to do it for a case of a koi. If it's better to cover a graf shuri in a situation where a person can't take it out. A fifth nafkamino is a mile to be machmer. You say, kodesh shemuloi, you say, chesid shostos. The sixth nafkamino is, you have a shuri to intel to mansad, you have to, when you can take it out by your diet. Halacha, the way it comes down, of course, machlis asugyas, shaynim, pleiskin, shikoldash, shaylo, and again, like my father said before, and we just follow our misera. Now, halacha, talk from the simple of dying, sugya la tomas eklipim. Mechaber Kamlo that says over here four halachas. The first case is when a person has leftover food that's roi for Michael Behemo, halacha is not mukso. Second thing the Mechaber says, when leftover food, shir my oichel, however, it's not roi for Behemo even to be eaten, even human beings, these bones, these shells over here, then halacha is you can go menaret, go shake it. A third halacha, you pass upon the shulchan or upon the table over here, then halacha is a pass makes the klipas about so much be bottle, and therefore can metaltle it. And the fourth halacha over here is that when you tzarech mekoymai, go pick it up, be a diet. Four halachas. Go through each halacha. What exactly does that mean? So, the first halacha, one of the things that relate to Michael Behemo. The main question is, bizman hazeh, number one, do we have behemoths around? Do we have cats and dogs? Even if we have them around, how do we associate with them when they're not ours? When it's our shochains, is it gedder, bizanos in the lecha, is it gedder that someone's possible to go feed them? And to answer these two questions, the Be'etzim will have to get to learn in the next Chaburah, Siv Chav Ches, Siv Chav Tes, Rikin Siv Chav Tes. That will define what defines the definition of Michael Behemo. In this idea of Michael Behemo, what comes out is that things that are pure lechem are nichol get a Michael Behemo. Now the question is, why is it not Michael Odom? So according to Spikat and Malachim, they speak out very clear that when the things switch over from Michael Behemoth to Michael Behemoth from Michael Odom, really you have to be practical about it. That means, it's true, it says over here that crumbs are nichol get a Michael Behemoth. That means on the table, if you have no behemoths around, you keep moving your crumbs. It says the Chodeshani, a vada, if the derech of you is to eat your crumbs on the table, or you leave, until the end of the meal, people eat them, a vada, that's Michael Odom. That's not Michael Behemoth. He says, another example, he says, first, let's say he saves the crumbs to be later, used later on for anything, however you bake or cook. A vada, that's nichol in case of Michael Odom over here.
Why would you ever sit down until the end of the meal? Even after,
like,
you would eat it, you're just not eating.
So you have to know when it switches over. That means we discussed over here again too. We have pami plates also when it switches over. Similar question. Similar shallow here. So the Chodashani, you said to get over here is Gezayis. But let's analyze it. You have a piece of cake that's smaller than Gezayis. People also save it over here. I might be grueling, but things are very close, so people save it. So the idea over here of making the Michael Behemoth, you have to be practical about it. When does it turn into being Michael Behemoth? That means if you eat these crumbs over here, when you save it over here, about that, Michael Behemoth is Michael Odom. Now I see we have Kar Pilka Shabbos, but Shabbos gets about, it says over here, less than Gezayis. It says, what's the share of Gezayis? Go with the biggest share, the smallest share over here, it gets about, maybe it should be, just like the Machba in the Gate of Brokha Achroino, you go with the biggest share, it gets to be Machba and go the small share of Gezayis, Bezmanazah. I don't think it has anything to negate to Sugyo Shirim over here. I think it's just being practical. How do people associate with food on the table? That could be negate to us. Bigger than the Gezayis might be the local Michael Behemoth. Or things that are very small might not be Nichol Michael Behemoth, might be Michael Odom. It just practically, how do people associate with the Seichel of the person, how they look at crumbs on the table, negate to their personal Hanogo? Similar idea, same point. Yeah, same point. Strengthening my point over here, same idea. Same thing. Negate that some ways. Your bones over here. So first, there's a Mishabu and Simishinir test by Sigil Boyer that says that some ways soft bones, people eat them. Obviously, it depends on what house you're in. But about that's not Nichol Negeter. About some ways, Mishabu says that some ways kosher. It has to be hard bones. Soft bones, mice people eat. But when you have bones again, that's hard, and marrow inside, moich inside. Also, people eat them. Nichol Negeter, Michael Odom over here. Now, Mishabu says, if you have a bone with a jaff of meat on top of it, that's Michael Odom. Again, Kamun Luach HaMukhs, it says, let's be practical over here. When it says drop a piece of meat, it means it has to be meat that people don't think is nichol being left over, a person will eat it. Or Chashabas also signs this way, more mitzvah this way, people nichol get of an oichol be oichol, but if people will not eat it, luchol nichol get of Michael Beim over here. The second Luach HaSimcha Zayin is Kamun Luach HaMukhs, says, now it's not Michael Beim. Now, how's it not Michael Beim? Either Mechabas case is a klipois, send the Mishmur one klipois, either a grazim or beitzim. But he says the Mishnah Berurah case where it's not really by case about somebody, well, something that's very hard bones. Or third option, Bismanazel, let's say we don't have any dogs around, no cats around, no animals around, so it's not really either for Michael Behemoth or we don't have behemoths around. In that case, we have over here these klipas left over on the table, now Muksa Machmas Gufay. What to go do with it? Says the Machaber from the Mishnah, Minar Esatavlo. You have this board over here, go shake it off. Now the obvious question is, how do you shake off Muksa? Come on, the Magavram, they say this thing of Magavram over here, is that we know the Gerta Sigil of Bosses, Simish and Tess, of Gimel, of Dalit, is that how can we do near? Either you have a situation of Shokach, or the case of Meniach Bedas, but how the head is more choshev than the Isser. Over here, when you have the Kripas on top of the Tavlo, it's Meniach Bedas, and there's only Isser. So how in the world can you do a case of near? Let's say, for example, Magavram, it's a Bosses, the Isser. There's no head to near. When he's Meniach Bedas on Isser. What is he had over here? Kamalung Magavram has four Tuotsim. Three Tuotsim from Taisis and one in the Balamor. That means Taisis and the base of an Aleph, he's a three line Taisis, he gives three Tuotsim over here. His first Teretz is, Apir Benata, that we have the Aloch and Simon Shintes of Dalit, something you plan to remove on Shabbos. Then I have the Sugya of Mingidis Katsai. And also, since you plan to remove it, therefore not Nichol the Sugya of Bosses. And therefore, even right now, a person has a right to shake it off. This Mahalach is Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ran, the Ritva, they come along like the first Mahalach of Tosfos, plan to remove it, it's not a Bosses. I mean, even though there is Bosses, but not in this case. The second Mahalach of Tosfos, on this Tavla, there is Eichel. And therefore, since you have the Klippos about Tzomis and Eichel, it's a Bosses Issel Heter. Bosses Issel Heter, that's Simon Shetes of Gimel. If the Heter is more Choshev, go do the case of Nero Bear. Third Teretz of Taisus, and since a person does not really care what falls, it's Kain, the idea of Shokach. by shakach a person has the right to do near. Therefore, since I don't care where it falls, kein idea boss back right, the mogar vom. And therefore, since I don't care, it's nechal get a shakach called do a case in near. This third mahalach of Tosis, Maisa, look at the grain over here, he passes this way, shakon shleim on the chayodon, levina of this teretz. That means you have to realize first, Tosis saying, there is a boss on Shabbos, except, has clothing to it, plan to remove it, it's there in heter, it's a boss back cry. I mean, Tosis saying there is bosses with its klom and its exceptions. That's the first thing to look in the Magavram. The fourth teretz Magavram is the Kotan Nun, is the Baal Amor. Baal Amor says there is no bosses on Shabbos. There's no bosses. Now, where's he coming from, the Baal Amor? He says we have a sugyo, we'll get to it by Karni de Omni, a bloodletting object, the top of the back of an animal. The Gemara says, untie it, let it fall over the back of the animal, I can break the glass over here, pillows underneath. Says you want pillows underneath, I'm about to clean my chanoi. Since you can shake off the carne and omni from these pillows, it's not about to clean my chanoi. In fact, all the Rishonim, you have a pillow with carne and omni, looks the map of the school for you. Have the world being Menar, buy him to the sugya of bosses. And for the Baal Amor, his first teretz, says it's very simple, no bosses on Shabbos. His second teretz is like the Rishonim, and you plan to remove it. The first teretz is, there's no bosses on Shabbos, therefore it's water. Therefore, come on the Mogar Vom. And over here he has four tirots, him doesn't pass which malach he's going with. They point out the Mogar Vom is in the Reis HaMachai, over there passing like the Baal Amor, there's no boss on Shabbos. The grass goes this way, Kishon Arach, Mishabun is in the Reis HaMachai, being down only the Baal Amor's turrets. Over here he left a blank, but being down only the Baal Amor's turrets, there's no boss on Shabbos. That means, how can we narrate the Tavlo? Either have three tirots from Tosis, or the Baal Amor, there's no boss on Shabbos. So if it's the event, Bench Washi say Beginners got sorry. I mean, the whole question over here is the whole question over here is not when things are removed. Can you move it? Once the things are moved, Avada, everyone agrees Avada, you can't move the tablo, you can't move the shulchan. There's no Beginners got sorry. Question is right now at the top of it. How is the bosses? How can I get it off right now? That means through, once you move, not a question. Question wasn't there. Question is once on top, how do you shake it off? So either we have two roots of Tosis, or the Baal Amor, there's no bosses. An obvious question upon the Baal Amor is that the Chadnish, you forgot the Gemara. Oh, no one here is the Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara. Gemara Be'ed Al Chavala. Shur Kais. The Gemara says, not to invite the guy, because what will happen? He'll prove Lechem inside his Kais with the Yain Nesk inside. And he'll say, you're making Raf on Shabbos. And if it will happen, the Shabbos will be the top of the smokes on Shabbos. A bosses. What's the problem? There's no boss on Shabbos. Ferek Chadnish, this is Gemara against the Baal Amor. Well, so Kamal Chadish answers what we mentioned before in the Yisrael, something called Chetzi Bosses. That means what he's saying about Lachom here is that Baal Amor is discussing you want to shake off the Karni and the Omni. You want to shake off Menaris and Tavlo. To do near Chetzi Bosses. Near, that's what means ain't bosses on Shabbos, as Chetzi Bosses. Be Metautel, that's Shure Kais. That's Pure Lechem over here, of Yain Nesach. That the Baal Amor said about the Gemara Kamal Tassel over here. That's the Chura, you can answer Chetzi Bosses. They point out, however, that's very good maybe in Chanish to answer the Baal Amor, and they want to say also the Mishmur passed this way. We get to Simen Shin Yud, Shin Aleph, Mishmur, even though it passed the Baal Amor, but come on saying the Loch, it cannot be Metaltal. But they say you cannot answer the Mogavam this way. The two Mogavams over here, the Sivkot and Nun, there's four Tirotsim, Amim Menach, the Tavlo. Sivkot and Bey is the fourth Halacha. How in the world do you pick up something Tzarech Mekoymai? I used to go bosses. So you know how? Okay, I already gave the Tirotsim early in Sivkot and Nun. See Tyson, see the Baal Amor. I already answered this question. He's talking about total. How in the world did you pick up some metal something? Tzarech Mekoymai. I already answered Tyson and the Baal Amor. They point out the Chadnish is holding. The Magavam is not holding like the Chadnish, but the Baal Amor is even answering the Sugya of total. Kashi, you'll have to answer that question. There is better than a fifth Malach among the Rishonim to answer what happened with the Sugya of Bosses, which Mr. Magavam did not bring down. Is the Rashba. The Rashba Bein Dafayim Malach, he's come along and says that the whole idea of Bosses is when holding things on the top of it are very choshev. What's a Bosses? Besis. It's come to Mavatel, come to Mishamish, has a thing on top, has a cheshivas to it, coming to hold it up. I have garbage here, but it's almost a klipa, it's garbage. These things are not choshev. This thing is not a bosses. I come to a shamish, a hole to take care of, to deal with. That's nothing. And Besam, this yisoid, is brought down when the Mishmur and Simon Shin Yud, by Sivkot and Lama Al, discussing, let's say a person had a shtender. He has a pebble on top of it. Is anyone going to come along and tell you, oh, Shtender is coming to challenge the pebble? You know, sometimes you see here is a dirt or some kind of dandruff. Oy, oy. So I say, every Shtender over here on top is a mukso, because dandruff is a mukso, so I'm walking with a Shtender. So everyone understands that Shtender is not here to hold up the dandruff, or the cyrus, or the pebbles over here. Everyone understands that. So you started his emes, but came along with the took it how far, even on a tavlo where you put your klippas in, at Samus over there, he said, that's how far it took the Yisoid, there's no dinner bosses. That's a chiddush already. That's extending the Yisoid over here, the case where Be'etzem, I put it there bedas to hold it, but it's not being a toffle to it.
I don't want it on the ground.
That's what Rashba's saying. There's chiddush over here. That means the Yisoid is emes, we pass this way, but how far the Rashba took it is a chiddush to answer this question.
You can say by Shira Kosis also.
There. Not sure. Maybe because the agnostic and more kosher.
What else can we
do? No, the other Rashba answers you plan to remove it. You can still answer that question. The third local beer is Sif of Zayin, the suga of a person when he wants to be metaltal with his tavel beer, and he has a tzklim zor tzomos, and he has also pas over here. It says in Machaber, and he has pas this bottle. And therefore, can metaltal shulk metaltal tavel beer, because you have a heter of something is iser and heter. So therefore, the iser command the lesson. And of course, the Beis Yosef, according to Rosh, commonly said maybe the smack come to argue. Must go to the Beis Yosef. The smack is not arguing. And therefore, you have a single bittel. The Yisrael explains among Avram is the idea of a boss is you have to usually be menar, but over here, since we're looking upon this thing over here, is that's not here anymore. The Klipa Thomas has no chshivas to it, and there is a pass. Therefore, I'm not being metaltal, no chir boss, no chir being menar something, because it's not here, because the ik thing is pass. Now, Lochel Maisa, this idea of bittel, the Machaber says it, it's brought out Lochel Maisa by Lavosh, the Shulchan Shloimo, the Sivis, Chayadim Legaz, or Chashulchan, Bereshchayin, others. Maisa, I looked around the Malaktib is Manenu, I can't really find it. I can't, or Simcha Bonim, I couldn't find it, the Tula Shabbos, I couldn't find it, Shabbat Huda, I could not find it, or Chashabbos, I finally find it in the Malum in the back. He brings down, Maisi didn't bring it down. He says, why didn't he bring it down? He says, first of all, the Holy Yisrael over here is Be'etzem, a place where you can do near, but you don't have to go do near because it's pas here. So practically, the Gerah to us, we can't do near because you want the mokim, you want the table to be clean, it's Sarach Mekaymoy. So you did not bring it down because practically this halacha is not Negeo. Practically it's not Negeo. So why can't involve this halacha? Maisa, we'll get to why I think it is very Negeo, because how in the world do we take our plates off with our shells on top of it? How do you pick up a metal plate? Because if you pass like the Balmor, you have to mirror. Total, Maisa is a problem. You have to answer what the Gerah Tzarek Mekayim over here is. We'll see that our Orcha Shabbos L'Shitosa, you can't pass like the Rashba. But you don't bring it on the Rashba. I think it is Negeo, but Maisa, he points out, he didn't bring it down. Now this idea, the idea of Bittul is very hard to understand where it's coming from, what the Lumbus over here is. The Chanish, when he brings it down to Salach, he says, first of all, there's no Makar in the Gemara. I don't say that. Chanish says, there's no Makar. So Rosh, you should know what the Rosh means. When he comes along, he says, the Rosh himself is coming to Suga Kikar Tenek. The idea of Kikar Tenek, Chor, the Rosh L'Shitosai, he put up all the cases of Muxa, even by Klish Shemak L'Isser. We saw that in Simon Shnechasif. Hey, the Baker of the place can want to argue, the Rashba of other Rishayim want to argue, there's no idea of Kikar Tenek, only by the Suga of Kavod Abrius. But, says the Chanish, you have to analyze Kikar Tenek is what? It's a case where you're picking up Issa and the head's on top of it. Here, if I care, we're picking up something, a tabla, and the Issa and head's side by side. So it's very different the cases side by side versus the case over here, one top from another. There's no head to cover the Brias. Boy, they get involved with Stamazai, still affect the Taisha Shabbos, and the Maksa Shekel, still, why is there not a Chiv of Nir over here for? So all cases of Bossi have a Chiv of Nir. And then, Lachal Meister, Chanishas, Misamcha, this head is very schwer. Kosh Lachal's words are, and Moshe and Shuba also said not to be subject to this halacha l'maisa. So, again, I see the pasuk do bring it down until the Malachim came along today, no one brings it down. Either the Chosh of the Chavnis or the words of Archa Shabbos is not practical. Why bring it down? The Lomdus had a hard time for exactly what's going on over here. Not clear. Maisa, maybe a makar where the pasuk are getting it from. It's again the sugya of Shira Kais. The Gemara and Be'el is saying over there, Machlokes. Among the Amoroim, can you go and invite a guy for Shabbos? One man never says he can, one man never says he can't. The man never says he can't, and because you have a shamish and metaltal in the shiur kais, and metaltal books on Shabbos. We want the kashu of the meisel. What's the big deal? It's a graf shuri. And we want to say ain't nothing graf shuri lechatchilo. The local meisel how do we pass him? Can we invite a guy for Shabbos? The local meisel mechaben simin shin chofeis and all says you can invite a guy for Shabbos. You can. Aye, you make a graf lechatchilo. Says the Mishnah Brura, calling the Magar Brura, calling Kaisis, because the Peruvim are bottled to the Kais. Bottled, they didn't bittle over here. Bottled. Magar Brura says, where did I get the idea of bittle from? He says, Ein Simen Shin Ches, Sivchom Zayin. I was thinking, the idea of bittle over here. This idea, Laloch is brought down by the Eli Rabo, and the Graz, the Archa Shulchan, Mishnah Brura, they come on the same idea of bittle. So we see already a Makar from the Sigil. But the Chavnish is saying, I don't have a makar for it. But you see the idea of bittul already. We see over here, we paskin, not like the Gemara, we have a kais to prurim inside. Maisa is the prurim of bottle of here. And therefore, a similar idea can say, saying, we have a tabla, the pas over here, the prurim of bottle of here. Again, very clear, why the paskin said, you have a pebble on top of your stender, a vader, it's not muksa. Well, like your stender not come to mishtamish, or to hold up to be of assist to your pebble over here. Now you could say, yesh l'chalik. You could say there's a difference when the kris over here, that it's coming to have proof inside the ikavan as a kris. Mashiach, when you have the tavlo and you have the klipas that's almost on top of it by itself, might you are saying it's a bosses. The only reason why I'm saying it's not a bosses, it's on the pass. That's extending the side of shur kris to more than it says. Because shur kris, the klipas by etzim are nothing. The leftovers are by etzim nothing. Sure, the proof over here, that's nothing. He was saying that Akribal and Thomas are something, except when this pass, it's nothing. I mean, that's the Chiddush of Yad. You have a right to extend the idea of Shurikos on the Tzati Mekel. To the pass have to be the first or not? Again, we'll, or Lav Dafka pass, the boy can say anything, or fork and knife. So, the item still the Magar Avram has a mysterious Rosh. The Rosh and Tshuva seems to understand the Loch has even come second. The Rosh and Sokim says it has to be first. Loch Lamaisa, Mishmur says, if it's Kosher Benar, you have a right to be Mekel. Masha Enkein, on the page of Chassam Sofer, they're being down, that he seems to understand, that's Taitu Machmer, and make sure it's there first. But for Shulchan, make sure it's there first. Now, we just mentioned that the Loch of Enes and Graf HaKachilo. Let's go jump to the Loch of Enes and Graf HaKachilo. The Elam was really asking a very simple question. How in the world do we eat? Before, every time we eat, let's say we eat nuts on Shabbos and you have the shells left behind, not really Michael Behemo, so you just made a graph. How do people eat these pumpkin seeds, the sunflower seeds? You just made a graph. Ain't nothing graph kachilo. Or if you have no dogs, how do you eat chicken? How do you eat meat? You leave bones behind. Ain't nothing graph kachilo. So really, Sif Lamavav, how do you apply, what is the getter of ain't nothing graph shall be lechachilo? What does that exactly mean? So first, the Achronim speak out. There's no issa making graph unless you plan to remove it. Let's say I'm going to make a pile of bones over here, I don't plan to remove it. This is, don't make a graph to do tiltul or something on the head to graph. About to make it so the place can have smorter. But don't make it to metaltul, aleph. Second, come on, numas are saying, but let's say you metaltul, it's on the head to tiltul, it's on the head to mekaimai. Also, you're not coming onto the head of graph, called the vias, coming onto the sigil of tiltul, it's on. Also, Kamal Nachmanim point out, oh, that's mutter. The whole list is, don't make graf to metal to be dying. Well, Maisa, how can we come along and eat over here? Again, how can we eat nuts, shells, anything we leave over, clippers over here, whether they have behemoths or not, laughing and not away from Michael Behema, how do we go eat it? So as you say, that all the malachim speak out, when you're doing something that's normal, I'm eating, that's what I'm doing over here, it's true at the end of the day, I'm left over with clippers or atzmalis, what am I doing? You tell a person I'm eating. I'm not making a graph. I'm eating over here. Says Megillah Sefer, I'll bring you the best raya. The Gemara says, according to you, Rav Nechemya. If you understand, according to Rav Nechemya, there's no head to start from a koimoi. How in the world does a person clean off the plates on Shabbos? And the Gemara, how do you clean off the plates on Shabbos? It's a graph shuri. That means they get sat down, they put the plates there, and they know they can take it off and start to get a graph. Because what are they doing? They're eating. We see clear Gemara, when I'm doing something that's normal, that everyone knows I'm eating over here. At the end of the day, I'm left with graf. No. That's, I'm not making graf. I'm eating.
I'm a very guy. I'm eating also.
Oh, we got the kasha. That's the bomb kasha. But the sign over here is that I'm eating. Something that's normal over here, that's my simoter. Now, certain from right up Lashon Poshek, certain from right up Lashon Chiddush, but the Maaseh Eruv cannot command the same idea over here. There's a heter of eating, of oisik and achil over here, and agava left over at the end of the day with a graf. That's now called nichol in the chumro of don't make a graf with achilo.
When is that case?
The question over here is the chumro two shailas. One is the also the I assume the bialoch and simin shalom and ches. It discusses over there how in the world the person moved the negovas of water or the mayim achreim afterwards. The chumro how can you move it? If a mayim has a sugya of oisik graf, I mean metaltel graf. How can you do that? So the shaila is what it means. A normal thing. Everyone knows. That's what you're going to do over here. So how in the what is the bialacha's question? How to go make it over here? So what's the problem? I'm doing it. I'm eating and I'm washing my hands. Am I allowed to wash my hands? I'm washing my hands. So I think what you're saying is there's a difference. When I'm eating, that's one thing, and then the second thing, cleaning off the table, moving muksa. Mashenkin lechura the idea of negalaser. What am I doing? I'm removing dirt. That's what I'm doing. The pool is to remove the ruach ra. So now I'm moving now the ruach ra from my hand to the basin. From the basin, I'm moving it to somewhere else. It's all one thing. It's not two separate things. It's to get rid of the ruach ra. That fact, the Mishnah Berurah, how in the world are you doing it for? I see making a graph over here. That could be what he means over here. Lechor, the main problem is the sugya. Shir kois. The Gemara come along and says, the person cannot invite a guy called the woman the Yomah, can you eat graf for kachilo? Eat graf for kachilo. What do you mean? He's eating. I invite him, because it's no one thing to go do, I guess. And he's eating over here, and then at the end of the day, he left the room, left inside the kais over here. What's the issue? So come to the chaznish, and says, the maisa, local maisa, how do we paskin? We can't invite a guy. Says the chaznish, you know why? Because not nechal get him, eat graf for kachilo. It's a normal thing to go do. That's mamish his reason why it's mutter. No, it's machleik because we don't pass like that. We don't pass like that. Two man the Gemara is machleik. The Gemara has two sheet in the Gemara. The Gemara itself has two sheet. The Gemara has two man the Yom. No. We'll have to get it. No. Maybe. I don't know. We don't pass anymore. The Maaseh Chanish again, it comes out, you'll say brings down, it's a normal thing. The Maaseh, what was the other territory brought down? How did the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham and the Achronim answer this question? They said, why the Purim are bought for the Kais? That means that we don't pass on this Gemara. Why don't we pass on this Gemara? Like this Mandiyam of the Gemara. We have two truths here. Either the Mishnah Berurah, the Graz, or the Shulchan, Magen Avraham, can the Purim left inside the Kais command the lesson? It's like a pebble on top of a stender. Or the Chanish reason, because it's normal. But yeah, but the Mishnah would not give the Teretz of the Chaznish. Magavram did not give the Teretz of the Chaznish, but it's to go normal. So back to them, the kasha, why in the world is Shuri Kais Nichol together of Oisik Graf Lachachilo, according to that man, the Omar? So there's another way to answer is, the way the Shidu Mukabetz answers, because the idea of really, the Oisik Graf Lachachilo, people have to eat, that's it's a normal thing to go do. Maisa, why invite a guy for? Or the words of Archer Shabbos is, it's a strange thing to invite a guy for Shabbos. It's muzar, that means eating is a normal thing, standard thing. Inviting a guy is a standard thing. Especially, I was told yesterday, and you're going to show me a B'nai Yisoschar that says they give Shabbos food to a guy. How can you go do that? If I don't bring a mice to the guy, but Shabbos food to a guy, put down the hunger should not be done that way. Not the best thing. So, by the guy in Shabbos, I said, a mice, I said. When you came over to show me all foods, finish it, no, definitely yesterday. So that's one way of saying it over. That myself, why invite the guy for? There's no tzarech over here. Okeinze, the way how the Rashba said in the Sugya. Okeinze, we'll get to the Achkaminas. Okeinze is the fact that if you want to invite a guy, why invite him today? Invite him yesterday for. You have to get invite a guy. Invite him during the week. Invite him on Shabbos.
I answered how we're allowed to eat.
No, that's no. Magavram, no, there's a heter of normal. But either can say it's normal but because we have to eat. But goy is either not normal. We mean it's normal, but why do it today? Do it yesterday. Oh, so Echnami and Hetev Geiris might be not to get this question. So that's the answer to the Sugya. According to Afkamina, how do you answer this question? Let's say you have a 4-month-old baby. I learned already my 6-month-old baby flips around, found out the hard way, when he's changing a diaper. But fine, when a 4-month-old baby wants changing his diaper. So what happens? You open up the diaper, right, clean them up, you have the diaper now, and you have a choice. If the diaper's in your hand, and you're putting it somewhere. Now you can take a diaper and go, mama, straight to the garbage, walk 10 feet, 20 feet to a different room, because the kid's not flipping when he's 4 months. In 6 months, he flips. Fine, when he's 4 months, he's not going to flip over usually. So you have a choice to go put that and then put a new diaper there, or you can go put it down. And then you have another graph to move it on. Is there a tzarech to put it down? Come on, the Shami Yonason says, let's analyze what the reason of the heter over here is, of, by case of Shira Kais. If the heter is beside so giving normal like the Chaznish, fine, put it down. What the heter is, like the Shidim Kabet says, the Rajbo. And the, or, those want to go like that, or for Shabbos the Chodesh Shani, it's not, there has to be a tzarech. There's no tzarech. What's the end of putting out? You have any hand, go put in the garbage. Go walk. You have any hand, but why do an extra total for? Why put down and do a metatl a second time? It says Nachti Sol, the Riyashi says Echnami. The answer to Riyashi's question, get a diaper, the Riyashi says, what's the answer? Why do an extra total?
Why?
You do extra walking.
We say who threw up then.
No, but again, it's any hand, once you input whatever you want. That's every grocery.
Put it down and finish the diaper and go to the garbage, or I have to go back and forth. It's an extra walk, it's an extra trip. I have to walk back and finish the diaper then. I'm so
you're walking back.
That's a perk. You have to do it. It's more efficient.
If a person cared about the walking, maybe.
It's efficient.
I don't think it makes sense. A diaper is a graph here. No, but you have any hand. Again, if the whole head, again, you're making graph like Achila to Metalkal. Why, again, the law says, ain't always a graph like Achila to Metalkal. So I'm putting it down, and my head to move it to make a graph to Metalkal. What's my answer? And what's the law? Even if there's been Metalkal inside, to go make the head to be Metalkal, not to go do a Mok Mehefsid, right? What about a Hefsid over here? Kid flips is a Hefsid. That's all right. Yes, I'm asking. So that's one interesting nafkamino. A second nafkamino that they bring down, I think, also from Yashiv. Yeah, Yashiv. Is let's say a person, he's sitting by a table and he has a garbage next to him. So you have a choice to put the bones in his hands right now. For whatever reason, eating with his hands, because he had no forks and knives, all gone. Fine, so he has a bone in his hand, or he has the clippers of the shells in his hand. You take the clippers and put it in the garbage, or put it in front of him and clean up after him inside the circular graph. If you come inside the circular normalcy, fine, put it in front of you. Inside the circular of the Rajma Shidim Kabetz, that's all the Yashiv. What's he had to put it down? The garbage right next to you. So most people by the Shabbos meals don't have a garbage right next to them, I'm asking. But I know in my kitchen I have garbage near us, not in the dining room. In the kitchen, my kids make Kiddush, or they sit there and eat Karanim, and they read whatever they're doing. They read the Sfarm, of course, whatever the Sfarm are. And then they sit there and eat Karanim. And they have shells, what they do, they put down, and then at the end of 2-3 hours of Shabbos, there's a whole pile there. Mamash, basic graph. Is there a heter, or can I just turn around and put it in the garbage?
It's more convenient.
Is it convenient? Again, they don't mind either way, just they don't think. They don't think it's naturally. So, according to the Chandish, the heter is naturally. You're right, according to the Chandish, but here it's not naturally. There's no graph like a chilo. There's no tzarech over here. Come on, there's no tzarech, what is the heter? Well, let's make it simple. You're filling eggs. You don't care where you peel it on the counter in the garbage. You probably don't care. Q is there. So either you can drop on the counter or you can drop in the garbage. You don't care. Q is there. You know what? I'm here. I'll do it on the counter. I'm there. I'll do it there. Do I have a head to peel it on the counter? If you go to the Mahalach, Dafka Tzarek, you don't have a Tzarek over here. Now, in the idea of Isaac Graham Achila, we have the next halacha, Siflam Adayin, the last halacha, about Sugim Hefsed. That means the Gemara has a case. And that's Avoh Abayz, a Berechayo, the mind was coming on top of it, came over Abayil, and this rabbi what to go do, and he said, go bring your Ben inside, and make him Makom D'Yosai. We'll have to find what the definition of Makom D'Yosai is a different time, then make him Makom D'Yosai. Abayil didn't listen, therefore, tastily, Shavati Devi Rebbe, I didn't listen to my Rebbe, and I got punished, and therefore the thing collapsed, and got ruined. Maiso, Fertosis, Maiso, Einesi Graf Rachilo. Very good. That saying Rav was correct, he wrote, and Bai is incorrect. But why was he incorrect? What happened over here? I ain't this Rav Rachilo. So come along Tosfos, and he says that if in a case over here, it's either Mitzvah Sugya or Pseido, then if we can bring him Ben inside, for Oid is Ka'im B'di'evet. Because already was happening already, the Dlaf. You know, the Heter total yet, it's Ka'im B'di'evet, so since B'di'evet, what Rav said, that's why Rav said, go move your Ben inside. Aloha Maisa, which of the two Torahs did he pass like? Come on, be Aloha, be the going to pass like both, the Chogro. We being a case of b'dieved with a case of a hefsed. Now, there's a bialocha by the case of my machoidim, by Negelwasser. The Kamalung says, also, Kamalung the Chayodim says, the Tzarek Godel, even b'dieved by itself, we can be mekel. Biardover. Again, the bialocha is a question, how in the world do you move Negelwasser? How do you move my machoidim? The first question, is there water by my machoidim, by Negelwasser, is it mukso? Is it maisa mukso? So, the bialocha from this question is asking is mukso. And there's a bit of Shabbos, and numerous farmers say the water at the end of the day is maisa mukso. I think most people look at the water, or the maim achrein, or the neglas, not mukso. Maisa, mishmus, starting off at least, is mukso. And numerous farming now look at maisa, it's mukso. So, first of all, the answer disagrees. Why is it mukso for? True, it's not right for you to drink, and not for cats. You can use it to wash a toilet bowl. Has it used to wash the floor, spot cleaning. You can't wash things. So, why is it mukso for?
Even if you want to do it, that's called.
Yeah! Yeah, it's thing. It's until you throw into the toilet. It's good water. It's good water. You can be nana. You can wash the toilet bowl. He says no problem. Void, Mishmur himself at the end. He's Mishmur because the Moksa. His second tirade is maybe the idea of ruach ro is not making nichel negeda not being roy. Maybe ruach ro is not good. But himself is Mishmur in the day. Is it Moksa not Moksa? Now there are those who want to factor upon the Meshuach to tell me Ruach Ra is not Mukso, Chamur is Kanta Mi Yisiro, Fekti B'Soylim, Gil Sefer, Avada Shemi Nechal Geda Mukso. Maisim Chaim says that first Meshuach B'Ikis Teretz is Sekim Malach, he's been founded that way, and he wants to say Pshana and Ruach Ra is the Eitz HaToyva, it's not an Isser. Kedaka, there's a big Mavucha, what is the Sugi Ruach Ra, is the Isser Koma Mamish, or is it Stam, the correct Anhogo? And what time the Meshuach is saying, the idea over here of dealing with his eitz taiva, not to have ruach ra from you, but therefore for that reason, the ma'aseh is not mukso. That's aleph. That means number one is it mukso not. The two sides over here, if it's mukso not. Number two, even on the side that the ma'aseh is mukso, had the kamalung to go remove it, kamalung would be aloch, and he says, you know how? Tor. What's the Torah say? But the ever the ma'aseh person can be mekel. Nichl together of two tours with toisus, we have a heter but the ever. Now the obvious question is, why is this b'dieved for? I'm going to wash my hands l'chatchila. The case of a bayo and rabo over here is where the wood is ready dripping in and b'dieved. Over here, I'm washing my hands, my negelwasser. I'm washing my mamachrin l'chayvo. So enter the Shemir Shabbos. Since you have to go do it, which really makes nafkamina how much you hold mamachrin l'chayvo is, but since you have to go do it, therefore nechel get a b'dieved, therefore you have a heter. Will come out that people are don't really hold the Ma'amar Chayim, they're doing a mitzad Chumro or Milo, Yesh London will have a heter of being mitzad to the Ma'amar Chayim afterwards. But anyway, you want to pass the Ma'amar Chayim Chayim, there's no nafkamina over here. Maybe negate to Noshim. But negate to Anoshim, or men who act like women, it's a great question. How in the world, what happened to Ma'amar Chayim over here? But all of us myself are men who are men, and if we all do Ma'amar Chayim mitzad Dinoi, then we'll have a heter Mokhman Tzarech, Mokhman Chak, Yisimach on the idea of mitzad to Mokhso. A sec. We have two tuotim. The question is, do we need both tuotim? The Chabad says we need both.
No, she's
a tuotim. The second we pass, Mishmur says it is. It's not us, but even though Ma'am Hashem Chayvo. Now, a second teretz. What? No, for us it's a Chayvo. Because for us, can that be the Eved with Shas Tchak? Nas b'di Evan and sorry, called the Mishmur the Chayim can move it. The first third. So graf shuri. Maisa, the other way I answer, come along, Abnashim, Gil Sefer, and Karp and others. Maisa, this is the normal thing you'll do. We have the Chadish, normal thing you'll do, and Maisa, come and talk to it, no problem over here. It's a correct normal thing on Nogo. Can you go to the sink?
Yeah,
we're missing. But Maisa, can you eat by the garbage? You could. Could you do it by the table? Yeah, you can eat. It's the normal thing you gotta do. So if you do that, you can eat by the table, unless you want me to machmir that. But then also, you have right to wash my machmir by the table. Fine, Medeshem, next time, we mamshim the sugya of Gav Shuvi, Yatzlach Rav.